Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Hey, man. Good morning. How do you do? Hey, man. Want to talk about the boys in blue. Hey man, now that you've been here a year, what's your favorite KCQ? Hey man, what's new in the clubhouse, the bullpen and the lineup too? Hey man, how was the road trip? Bob and Dusty want to know. Hey man, what do you think of Slugger and FM radio?
It is Wednesday. We are joined by Royals manager Matt Cotrero, your home roofing team, Century Roofing. Female-based, KC-owned, Century Roofing at CenturyRoofingKC.com. Matt, we just did a segment because it's National Cheeseburger Day. I figured to start off with a pretty fun question. Three ingredients to build your cheeseburger. You don't have to count cheese, but you can let us know what kind of cheese. But what are the three ingredients that go on that, Daddy?
Oh, wow. Ketchup, mustard, pickles.
That's it, huh?
Okay.
Wow.
You just said three.
Yeah. Wow. But those are the first three. That's a pretty simple burger. Mac picked ketchup, mayonnaise, and
tomato
as well. So okay. I went bacon and grilled onions and ketchup. So I'm a little fatter than you, though. What's your fourth ingredient?
That would be it. I like plain burgers. Mm. I can't eat them as much as I used to, but I would go with. Keep it simple.
All right, that's fair.
You go with a simple cheese too, like a cheddar American, or you get a little funky with the cheese?
I like Swiss.
Mm. Yeah, Swiss is a good one, but I will tell you the secret is on the Blackstone, you put a little Munster cheese on there and it melts around the burger and it creates like a cheese blanket for your burger.
Okay.
Cheese blanket. I don't think I've ever heard that term used in any context.
The
before.
Only thing we've partaken in today is coffee, I promise.
Cheese blanket.
A cheese
right.
blanket.
I'll have to work that into some other kind of terminology somewhere.
Well, go cheese. Work that into your pregame press conference somehow today, all right? Say, just work it in and go, it's like a cheese blanket on a burger, man. And this have everybody go, what the hell is going on here?
Go put a cheese blanket on Scooble tonight.
Yeah, do that, right?
Yeah, there we go.
All right. I mean, you got him tonight. I think this is a win for you guys because you always seemingly hit the good pitchers well and whatnot. But the last couple of nights, pretty tough for you guys. You know, the leads that you had on Monday night, and then last night was just tough to get that runner in scoring position. What's kind of going on right now? A lot of pressing going on with only 10 games to go?
I don't think so. I mean, like you mentioned, we get out to the lead the other night. You know, the Tigers have been playing well. We knew that coming into it. We knew they've been pitching extremely well. So to get out to the lead on Monday was great. But you got to give them credit. They put up really good at-bats throughout the game. I mean, get Lugo out of there. They put up good at-bats against Sam Long. We knew it was not going to be an easy series. They've been playing well. And then yesterday, you know, pretty classic back and forth pitcher's duel. I mean, Reagan's pitched great. You know, we had our opportunities and just couldn't capitalize. And, you know, I brought it up last night. You know, Renfro crushes that ball to center. If that ball gets over Meadows' head, I think we're talking about a whole different game. But when you win, those things go your way. And when you don't, they tend not to. And we got to figure out a way to be one run better when those things happen.
Yeah, we were talking about that Meadows play all morning long and you know, his at-bat late in the game as well. It was just a good night for him. What's it like when you see a guy make a play like that? Do you feel the emotional drain when you're like, there we go? Oh, no, he made the play.
Yeah, I think a little bit, sure. I mean, especially when your runs have been hard to come by, and Renfro really put a good swing on that ball, especially he got our first hit the ball hard the other way. I know he's been working hard to get himself back on track, and that was a really good swing on a really tough pitch. I mean, Mize had way more velo than he's had recently, so, you know, an upper 90s fastball, you get on top of it and hit it that well, you'd like to be rewarded for it, but that's baseball, that's the big leagues, and those guys are trying to make great plays, and he's a super athletic outfielder, so that was certainly a big difference in the game.
Matt, last night it kind of was obvious to me that Detroit knows who the MVP of baseball is and Bobby Witt Jr. Did you get the sense that they were just like, we're done pitching to him after that grand slam on Monday night? Because three straight walks for his at-bats to start, I guess, the entire game and then obviously the extra inning. But looked like they're just like, we're not letting this guy swing the bat against us?
Well, I mean, at certain points in the game, I'm sure they know, you know, we're going to be a little more careful when he's hitting. But, you know, later in the game, you know, 10th inning, he's up there as the tying run. They came right after him. They're going to make him hit tough pitches. We know that. But that's not unique to the Tigers. You know, every team's going to do that. But, you know, in his case, he was able to take those walks. He got into scoring position earlier in the game with the stolen base, you know, which is part of the reason that he is so dynamic and such a threat to everybody, because if you walk him, you're looking at the likelihood of a double. But, you know, that's another thing these guys do well. They hold runners well. Their catchers throw extremely well. So they have a lot of ways they can beat you.
Talking with Matt Quatrero here on 96.5 The Fan. And, you know, if you were managing against the Royals, what would you do with Bobby Witt?
Yeah, I mean, I think you have to know the game situations. I mean, there's no one player that's ever going to – well, I shouldn't say ever, but, you know, you're not going to just go up there and intentionally walk guys – throughout the entire course of the game normally. So, but, you know, pitching them like they are, you know, making them hit tough pitches, trying to work the corners. If they get a strike call, maybe they go to work a little bit more. I mean, that's what you encounter guys that are hot, whether it's the Aaron Judges or Mike Trouts or those kinds of guys that garner that kind of respect. I mean, you have to be aware of where they are in the order and what the game situations are.
Mm-hmm. Were you ever in a dugout with Bonds up at the plate? Because I remember, like, he would come up and Showalter's like, I don't care if bases are loaded, I'm walking this guy. Like, have you ever had to be in a dugout, or I guess probably a pregame meeting, you know, with somebody that you knew was so dynamic and you're all sitting around going, what the hell do we do to this guy? And somebody goes, just walk him, screw it, don't let him swing the bat and beat us. Like, have you had that approach where you've had to sit in a dugout and face somebody to the level of Bobby Witt before?
Well, I mean, I know I was not involved in the decision-making stuff, but the early part of my coaching career when I was with Cleveland and Miguel Cabrera was still at the height of his, you know, superstardom hitting-wise, you know, 10, 11 years ago, he certainly drummed up those conversations. I know watching from afar, you know, I was a minor league coach with the Rays, but that's the kind of treatment that Joe Maddon used to had given at least once or twice to Josh Hamilton in his prime. You know, and, you know, we've had discussions about those kinds of things with Otani over the years and when I was with the Rays, but you know, nothing to the extent of like what I saw as how Bonds was treated.
When you I forgot what I was going to say, I'm sorry about that, but I was going to talk about, oh yeah, Alec Marsh goes today. 5 innings, 11 strikeouts against Pittsburgh last Friday. What was working so well for Marsh, and what do you want to see out of that tonight?
He had a really good curveball the other night. He got a ton of swing and miss, ton of chase on his curveball, you know, which has always been a good pitch for him. You know, he'll need that again tonight, the heavily left-handed lineup. But he just, you know, he's got to be on the attack. He's got to make them earn it. We've seen them put really good at-bats together these couple days. If you issue free passes, that's where they'll – there'll be trouble probably, but he has certainly has the stuff to compete with any lineup, as we've seen in a lot of his starts this year. It's just a matter of being ahead in the count.
The general goes down the other night, and it's another injury, you know, to your bullpen. It doesn't feel like it's going to be long from, you know, everything we've heard about that. What is kind of his standing right now?
Yeah, I agree with that. I think, good. You know, he it was a mild sprain of the ligament, which, you know, I think, to be honest, I think most pitchers deal with something almost all the time. It just, whether it raises to the level of being able to go out there at close to your best or not. And, you know, we were also at a spot where the previous 4 days, the starters had gone five or right around five all 4 days. And so our bullpen had been worked pretty hard. You know, this is probably the kind of thing that Mac, maybe if he had sat 5 to 7 days, you know, could have avoided possibly an IL stint, but that was a big risk. And I think we were also, let's do what's right by him for the longevity of his career. And I don't think he believed he could have gone out there and competed at his accustomed level. So I don't think it's long-term, like you said, but I think it was the right thing to do.
All right. Before we let you get out of here, let's figure out if you know random baseball players from the late 80s and early 90s. All right.
All right.
Here's one. I think this is pretty easy for you. Let's see. I have a 1992 Topps with Greg Swindell on it. Greg Ooh. Swindell.
92. Cleveland.
You got Ooh. It.
All right. That's it.
Are we done? Right, we're done. Let's end on a high note. Yep. And because
I got the first one last week, and then you gave me the quote-unquote easy one, and I botched it.
Exactly. Yeah, well, yeah. I'm pulling rank here, Matt. He's done. You're done.
I'm done. That's good sign for tonight, though. Yep. You got Scooble going against you. I don't care that people think he's a good pitcher. You're going to go out there. You're going to tattoo him. You're going to put up 10 runs tonight. All right? Mark it.
Yeah. Way to put a cheese blanket on that baseball card.
That's right.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Northsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.